Chapter 12. When we first set out, we were using the jungle camouflage combination on our suits. But what passed for jungle in these anemic tropics was too sparse. We looked like a band of conspicuous harlequins trooping through the woods. Cortez had us switch to black, but that was just as bad, as the light of Epsilon came evenly from all parts of the sky, and there were no shadows, except ours. We finally settled on the dun-colored desert camouflage. The nature of the countryside changed slowly as we walked north away from the sea. The thorn stalks, I guess you could call them trees, came in fewer numbers, but were bigger around and less brittle. At the base of each was a tangled mass of vine with the same blue-green color, which spread out in a flattened cone some 10 meters in diameter. There was a delicate green flower the size of a man's head near the top of each tree. Grass began to grow some 5 clicks from the sea. It seemed to respect the tree's property rights, leaving a strip of bare earth around each cone of vine. At the edge of such a clearing, it would grow as timid blue-green stubble. Then, moving away from the tree, would get thicker and taller until it reached shoulder high in some places, where the separation between two trees was unusually large. The grass was a lighter, greener shade than the trees and vines. We changed the color of our suits to the bright green we had used for maximum visibility on Charon. Keeping to the thickest part of the grass, we were fairly inconspicuous. We covered over 20 clicks each day, buoyant after months under 2 Gs, until the second day the only form of animal life we saw was a kind of black worm, finger-sized, with hundreds of psyllium legs, like the bristles of a brush. Rogers said that there obviously had to be some larger creature around, or there would be no reason for the trees to have thorns. So we were doubly on guard, expecting trouble both from the Torrens and the unidentified large creature. Potter's second platoon was on point. The general freak was reserved for her, since her platoon would likely be the first to spot any trouble. "Sarge, this is Potter," we all heard. "Movement ahead." "Get down, then." "We are. Don't think they see us." "First platoon, go up to the right of point. Keep down. Fourth, get up to the left. Tell me when you get in position. Sixth platoon, stay back and guard the rear. Fifth and third, close with the command group."